Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. Feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage medical clientele and visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out on this Tuesday to vibe out with me. We're going to have a good time today. If you haven't had a good day today, I hope it will be turning that frown into a smile. And I'm just having a good time today. You know, unwind, enjoy, kick back. If you feel like getting on the mic, feel free to call in 323-642-1532. Call in. You can actually call in and listen. Or you can call in and spit, you know, sing, whatever your talent is, sing, rap, poetry, comedy, short stories, however. Or if you want to let us know what's going on in your community or about your business that you have, well, just want to say a few words, just let us know. That's what this platform is for. This is a virtual platform for you to cipher up with us, whether on stage or off the stage, whether it's a talent, as far as musically or what have you, but it doesn't have to be that either. It can actually be a talent that you do outside of you have a gift. So please share that with us because you never know who might need it. So with that being said, I'm glad to be back here. I'm looking forward to going back to 9 o'clock. I am claiming 9 o'clock is going to be on Tuesday. Next week I will let you guys know ahead of time, but please bear with me. But my plan is to get back to 9 o'clock. From now on. So work with me. I appreciate everybody, all your patience. You know, went through some ups and downs in my life, but we back. We back at it, and we're going to have a good time. So with that being said, what I want to do is I want to give a big shout-out to St. James AME Zion Church for allowing me to be a guest speaker at the Women's Empowerment Expo. It was amazing. Standing room only. I want to give a big shout out to the other guest speaker that was there, Nikisha Williams. She was amazing. And also, the Praising Muppets, hilarious. I've never seen anything that funny when it comes to puppets and Muppets. I mean, I've seen some Muppets that were funny, but this was crazy, crazy fun. And I'm glad I got a chance to touch lives in a positive way. And I thank God for that. You know, so I'm just having that moment to do that. And then the people I connected with, I appreciate all of you. So I just want to say St. James AME Zion Church. I look forward to coming back. It was awesome. And it was empowering for me as well. And it was an honor to be there. So with that being said, I'm going to play this track and I'll be right back at you. Thank you.
My grandmother was an amazing woman. A labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease. She would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers. With no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator, my grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. And I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, you feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, this is pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What up, what up, everybody? This is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that track. I am looking forward to having all those tracks back and going, getting back into this.
visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries, able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels, much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries, for the people could realize it's me. Dream on as you led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run, doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China. We're going to slide right on into the open mic lines and also shout-out lines for everybody who called in. I got my girl, Unique, on the line. What's up? What's up, Miss Lady?
Hey, not much. I'm glad to be back. Hope you're doing good.
Yay. Yes, ma'am. Yay. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Now that all the holiday season is over and done with.
I know that's right.
You know, yeah, retail stay busy then, so yes, ma'am. Well, I guess I have a poem for today.
All right.
Called Rain. It's one I actually put on Facebook at one point in time, so if you guys want to see me, look up Trey Valor under Facebook Poetry Society. Because I do post once in a while. They do challenges on that site, so check it out. Okay, here it goes. Rain strong in a storm, all gray and blue hue. Sunshine and rain, they are the same, both from above, controlled by love. One you can capture in a bottle, the other only hope will even bother. As we see you dancing in the rain, shouting out your pain, as tears colorless pour from your soul, till hope, self, love, and sunshine return. That was it.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I got one question to ask you. Are you coming Saturday?
I am going to try my hardest to be there. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I pray you can be there because I miss you.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too.
Love you, too. All right, everybody, it was Unique. You know, girl, you're just amazing. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
Anytime. And thank you for sharing it. All right,
yes,
everybody,
ma'am.
Trey Valor in the building, Miss Unique in the building. Please check her out. Awesome, awesome poetry, man, and always makes you think. I love it. All right, and I got my girl on the line, Miss Nikki from California. What's up, Miss Lady?
Hey, China, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. Been a little under the weather, but I'm good.
All right.
How's your week going?
It's going great.
That's good. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I do have something, but if I could do it later, or you want me doing it?
Sure. Now, I was going to ask you to do an oldie, and then if you can do the closeout, yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let me go in the archives again.
Girl, you ain't got it. Don't worry about it. I can, with you what I'm rocking.
Okay.
All right. So we'll I'll get you right there at the end. We got you.
Okay.
All right, everybody. So here's my inspirational nugget for today. Like I say, as I learn, I grow. I try my best to give it to you. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But this is something I want to say to you, and it's so simple, but sometimes it's so hard to do, and I'm saying it to myself as well, is that make yourself happy. Do what makes you happy. We only live once, and I really believe that we deserve to be happy. So do what makes you happy, what makes you feel good, you know, and remember that you matter. Because there are days sometimes, especially, you know, in life, if you're the nurturer, if you're taking care of the people, sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves. So that self-care, that self-love, remembering to put a smile on your face and make yourself happy the best you can. You know, even if it's the smallest moments, make those moments count. You know, because like I said, we only live once. And also make beautiful memories, you know, with your loved ones and with yourself. Because like I said, we never know, you know, and you also want to be able to, I like to be able to look back and say that I enjoyed my life, you know. And so with that being said, on Saturday, January 18th, Illusions Kickoff featuring the one and only Sean Ingram will be in the building at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street. That's Kingston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. The show is from 8:30 to 11 p.m. We're going to have a good time. And after that, we will also have an after party at the Blue Cigar. Please check that out as well. That's actually my cousin's lounge. And we're going to have a good time. So with that being said, I would love for you guys to come. The show is $10. And for open mic talent, it's only $8. And we also will have refreshment served. We actually have refreshment served in two different places, in both places. So please come check out the show and also the at the party, which we're actually calling it G-Spot. So come check to the G-Spot for that, and that'll be at the Blue Cigar. But I'll give you more information about that, you know, as time progresses. Looking forward to you guys coming out, having a good time, sharing your talent. And if you just want to chill and just hang out or spread the word, most definitely got a lot of things coming up. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you guys are too. But if you want a list of the shows for the year, I will be posting it on my page today. So you can actually see what days, what shows we do have available for the year that you can come out to. And March 28th is our 11th anniversary. I'm already claiming Ms. Trey Valor will be there because she's been there every single year, and I'm thankful she'll be in the building. And I'm also claiming that Sean Ingram will be there as well. So, and we also will have Ill Will and got a lot of different artistry. True Consequences will be there as well. So just looking forward to it. But just looking forward to have a good time this weekend, and we got more shows coming. And also, on January 21st, if you guys are not busy, the city of Kingston will be honoring me. They haven't told me all the details, but I'd love for you guys to be there at 7 o'clock. It's going to be at City Hall in Kingston, North Carolina. So we'll love to have your support. I have you there in the building with me. So with that being said, I'm actually going to ask Ms. Nikki to do the piece, and we're going to do it all up. All right, Nikki, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Okay. This one is called Love Under New Management. And here goes. I found a love so strong and sweet. This man, he came and swept me off my feet. His love is pure and it feels so real. My heart, my soul, I don't know what to feel. This man is my everything. He loves me unconditionally, without hesitating. He wakes me up every morning, and he puts me to bed at night, fulfilling all my desires and needs. He listens and understands me and waits on me patiently. He comforts me. He even prays for me. And he never judges me. Let me tell you, this man won't give up nor throw in the towel. I used to run from him, but he has my undivided attention now. Yes, this feels good to me. I got a love under new management, and his name is Jesus, and he is my heaven sent. That's it.
Won't he do it?
Excuse me?
I said, won't he do it?
Oh, won't he? I'm like, what did you
say? I was like, won't he
yes,
do it?
He
She's
is.
Like, excuse me?
Yes. Yes, he will. Yes, indeed, he will.
Yeah, I knew she was talking about Jesus, because I was like, yeah, she got to be talking about Jesus. I said, yes, she got some wordplay going on here, but I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to keep listening.
Right.
Because at first it was getting real sexy, and I was like, okay. But I'm messing with you, girl.
No.
So,
but,
any
yeah,
word
I'm...
of wisdom? Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, you said what now?
Any words of wisdom we'd like to share, you know, with anybody or, you know, in regards to that piece as well?
Well, basically, I've been really trying to find myself lately, and
mm-hmm.
I've been on a journey of forgiveness. And you can't
mm-hmm.
forgive nobody if you can't forgive yourself.
All right.
That's not my nugget. That's my stone. I'm throwing stones.
You're right. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Got to learn to forgive yourself.
Indeed.
You know.
Because oh, yeah.
you're your biggest critic, you know. And if you can't let things go and learn to forgive, then you just going to continue on letting it fester until it overcomes you.
Oh, yeah, it will eat you alive.
And yes, it will. And I don't want to live
oh, yeah.
like that.
Oh, no.
So, forgiveness is the key.
I agree wholeheartedly. All right. Thank you so much, Nikki, for sharing.
Oh, you're
Everybody,
welcome.
That was Nikki in the building. And just appreciate you sharing that knowledge. That wasn't. And so also to Miss Unique, you know, we appreciate you sharing your knowledge and wisdom as well. And the beautiful wordplay with both of the ladies today was awesome. And like I said, I hope you had a great day today. If you haven't, I hope something you heard today kind of sparked you up, made you feel better about yourself. And like I say, I'm going to say it again, first and foremost, you matter. Everything that I'm pouring into you or others are pouring into you or poetry or whatever, if you don't believe it, it doesn't exist. You know, but I pray one day it does exist. And with that being said, I'm actually going to go ahead and close out. And I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And you guys be blessed. And look forward to us being on the show at 9 o'clock. I'm claiming next Tuesday we'll be back at 9 o'clock. And I thank you guys for all the patience you've had moving back and forth with me as far as the days and times. Just a lot of things have happened. It was like an emotional roller coaster last year, but we made it through it. We all made it. And we're here. Some people didn't make it. But we're still here. And I feel like we still got another chance to get better at who we are and continue to evolve and move forward with our lives. So you guys continue to be blessed, continue to know you are blessed, And also, I do want to say something before I close out, because I keep hearing this, and I've heard this several times from different people. I keep hearing people say, I don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out on this. I don't want to miss out on that. And I always say to this, because I know that we have expectations of what we want our life to be, who we want to be with, how we want it to go. I've learned that God's will supersedes our will. And sometimes I know that we want what we want when we want it because we have free will and we think. And these are just my thoughts. I'm not telling you anything set in stone, but this is just my thoughts and perspective on this. And like I say, you can use it or not. But I keep hearing, like, I don't want to miss out. We can't miss out anything. We don't know what we're supposed to have. So how can you miss out on something, even though I have these plans and these dreams and these goals of these things? But I just really believe that God is the best author, and he's the author of time. He's the author of our lives. I know that we have free will and we make different decisions, but I really believe that God's will is best for us. And we can't miss out on something that we don't even know what we're missing out on, because nobody knows the future. So how would you know you're missing out on anything? So I'll just say enjoy being and being present and enjoying life to its fullest. So with that being said, again, tap into the best version of yourself, the best way you know how. It takes time, and you're worth it. And whoever is supposed to be in your life will be. And who's not, let them go. And how it's supposed to go, it goes for jobs, it goes for all those different things. You know, you have to do what's best for you and what makes you happy. And like I said, if it don't force, you know, if you got to force it, quit. Leave it alone. You shouldn't have to force it. So with that being said, these are just my nuggets, the things I learn as I grow and I go and I share with you guys. So keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep being the best version of yourself, keep loving yourself because you're worth it, and just doing what you can, you know, each day. Just take your time, do what you can, and one day I would love to hear you on the mic, would love to read your books, and love to just be in your presence to, you know, let's all connect and move forward. With that being said, you guys be blessed, and I'll see you next Tuesday.